You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Been mostly Yankees so far. Actually, it's been all Yankees so far. We'll get to Mike Brown. We mentioned that yesterday. BT and I were on the air for that breaking news with Mike Brown. I'll mention that in a little bit. But mentioned the Mets off of yesterday's doubleheader split. And a couple of things. Number one, Juan Soto was named Player of the Month, so congrats to Juan Soto. If Player of the Month is your thing, it's not really my thing. Judge, it seems, he does that every month. Who'd you think was going to win Player of the Month? Obviously, it was going to be Juan Soto. We had an incredible June. What I'd like to see with Soto is him starting to get a hit with guys on base. That would be nice. That would be the next phase of development here with Juan Soto. You know I love Soto. I wanted the Mets to go get him. He's got to get a big hit with guys on. Like, at some point, that's got to happen. The Mets offense truly needs it. But the big thing yesterday was the lineup change, where I'm kind of surprised, although I guess I shouldn't be, with Mendoza deciding to put Lindor in the two-hole. And do I think that that's the reason why Lindor went off last night and finally broke out of his slump? I don't. Maybe it was a wake-up call instead of just being complacent and in the leadoff spot and expecting something different to change. I don't know. Maybe it was hitting in front of Soto that gave him some benefit. Who knows? But the bigger key is not Lindor's going to hit. Like, anybody who thinks Lindor's not going to hit at this point, you're not paying attention. He's going to have bad months. We know that. Bad weeks, bad month, whatever it may be. But Lindor is going to hit. He's the least of the Mets' concerns, unless he was hurt. And I know that was a thing with the toe. Soto's going to hit. Now, is he going to hit with runners in scoring position? I believe so. It's July, bro. It's July. Like, maybe, I don't know, tomorrow would be a good start for that. You could wait one more day. Nothing beyond tomorrow. Fireworks should be coming down with Soto tomorrow night. Anyway, Alonso's going to hit. He's driving in runs. He'll still continue to do that. He'll go through a slump. Do I trust Nimmo is going to be, all of a sudden, in the leadoff spot, a productive offensive player? I don't. I like Brandon Nimmo. I want him to do well. I don't trust that he's going to be a productive player. Do you know why I don't trust that? Because he hasn't been consistent. It's very, it's cut and dry. Sal, why do you love Juan Soto so much? Okay, look at his baseball reference page or watch him hit and then answer that question yourself. Why do I love Juan Soto so much? You think it's because I think he looks nice in a uniform? He has nice cleats. He wears his hat well. I like his number. Or is it because he's a beast in the batter's box? Okay, Sal, why do you doubt Nimmo? Because he's inconsistent. Look at his baseball reference page. Watch him play. He's inconsistent. I want to like Nimmo. I was a bigger believer in him than most the last couple of years, thinking he was going to have an all-star year. Hasn't happened for him. And at some point, he's getting old and banged up. He always looks much older than he is, or it just feels like that with Nimmo. Guy plays hard. He's a hustler. You give him credit for that. He's got a good attitude, good leader, good heart. He just hasn't been productive enough. So back to the main point, the lineup switch. No, to me, it's eyewash. It doesn't matter where the guys hit. It's about who's producing. Last night, the biggest key was 7, 8, 9 with two outs getting on for Brandon Nimmo. And then Nimmo delivering the big blow with the grand slam. I'd like a little more consistency from the Mets offense overall. What the hell's going on with Mark Vientos? The only reason to remain optimistic with the Mets? Well, there are a few reasons. Number one, because you know that the owner is not going to tolerate anything less than what he believes to be a high level of performance. May not happen all the time, but he sure is going to try to make sure that is the case. So he'll give the resources necessary to fix whatever issues they have. They're getting reinforcements back. It may be another couple weeks, but they should have post-All-Star break, which is only a couple. What is today? Today's the third, right? Tomorrow's the fourth, obviously. You got a couple of weeks until the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, the Mets should have Manaea and Senga in their rotation. That will change things. Jesse Winker is coming back. That will help lengthen out that lineup. And then they're going to have the possibility of going out there and acquiring some pieces, multiple, plural, at the trade deadline. So if they could just stop the leaking here, they're taking on a lot of water. If they could just hold the fort down for another week or so and maintain their position in the NL East, even if it's a couple of games behind the Phillies, whatever it may be, 10 games over 500, if they could play close to 500 for the next 2 weeks, I think things will be different on the other side of it. But they do have some significant flaws where guys that they're relying on, no matter what happens with guys coming back or at the trade deadline, Vientos has to perform. Nimmo's got to perform. Alvarez playing much better down in the minors, so you hope he can come back up here and perform at the big league.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
League level. Wouldn't get caught up in the numbers so far, but the fact that he's producing, hitting some home runs, that would be something that I would look at as at least a positive sign, give you some hope that he could come up here and produce. Those guys have to hit. Mets have some issues, and it's a totally different level than the Yankees. The Mets are in their infancy stages here of proving their worth as a franchise that could have sustained success. They haven't had it ever in their history. 1962, ever, have not had sustained success. Not in the 80s, not in the 60s, not ever. Twice in their history have they made the postseason consecutive years. We all assumed, I assumed that it was going to happen 2022, 2023. Wrong. We all assumed it was going to happen this year. And I still believe that's going to be the case. But as the Mets are proving in June, hey, nothing is guaranteed with them. They have to prove themselves. I think they will. Not going to go nuts and panic. But they need to stabilize here before the reinforcements come down the road. And they need to get the guys that are here, whether it's Soto hitting with guys on, whether it's Nimmo or Vientos actually producing to a consistent level, they need that to happen in addition to getting the reinforcements. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the Yankees. Mike is in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. So actually, I'm a Mets fan, but, you know, I think for the Yankees, you know, if you think about it, what's more important? Is it more important for the ownership to win a World Series or the fans? And I think the answer is the fans want the World Series more than the Yankee ownership. I mean, all they want to do is make the postseason, make a lot of money. Brian Cashman is like the golden goose for Hal. You know, money's coming in for like the last 25 years.
I think they want to make that. See, to say that Hal or Cash don't want to win the World Series, I don't agree with that at all, Mike. I think that Hal wants to win. I know that Brian Cashman wants to win. What I don't know is if they know what it takes to win. And the way that they build their ball club, I just vehemently disagree with. That's where we have an issue. I don't think it's a desire of will. And also, we could question the Yankees and their spending because it's not so much more, you know, $20 million more than the next guy. Now they're not even top of the list. You get the Mets, Dodgers, whatever in front of them. But they still spend a ridiculous amount. So I don't think it's the want. I think it's that their flaws at developing players and just identifying the type of player that is going to help them tighten up the little things that cost them games. That's my issue with them.
And for the Mets, I think this has to be like a 2015 trade deadline. We need to have a big impact, and we have to go all in. So I don't want anything measured. I mean, you have to be, you know, you have to make a good choice. But let's go for it this year. You know, let's get the reinforcements. I want to get to a World Series now. That's it. Let's go.
There you go, Mike, and thank you for the call. It should be all in, but I don't think that that's one big move. I think it's multiple moves for the Mets. Who knows what moves are going to be available to be made for both the Mets and Yankees come trade deadline July 31st, and we're now, you know, weeks away from that, obviously, as well. So let the speculation begin. Both these teams are going to need to make some additions. I don't think the Mets need, let's say, one big bat. I would go get the best reliever that's available to them. I would look to get another batter, too. I also think the biggest, my thing with the Mets is, I would look to just change it up a little bit. Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, are those guys, do they have any value in the trade market? And could you move them and bring in different pieces? Not necessarily, like everybody thinks, oh, if you trade certain guys who could be productive, it's you're giving up on the season. Or you need to make a big trade and bring people in, big bats in. Sometimes I think a change where a trade that could benefit two sides could be beneficial as well. And I feel like that's where the Mets are at. I would look to, now again, I don't know if Nimmo's contract's going to be tradable. Anything's possible if Steve Cohen wants to take on some of that money and pay Nimmo to go away. Then you have to think about it, okay, is it worth paying Nimmo to go away? How much you're going to have to pay to be able to move him? Or would you rather just keep him and the potential of what he can be? I'm tired of the potential. I'm tired of the inconsistencies. I would change up the feel. McNeil would be easier to move on from. I would trade McNeil and bring up Acuna. That's move one. So you're trading McNeil, whatever you get in return, or just shedding his salary, which should free you up to go take on other salary, whether it's in the rotation or in the bullpen, or a different bat in the lineup. I mean, if you actually boil it down, there are only so many moves the Mets can make. They clearly need a center fielder. I just told you how I would fix second base. They could use a third baseman, and then maybe, hey, is Vientos part of a trade? Maybe somebody sees Vientos with the potential that he showed last year or the results that he showed last year and has potential. Maybe they value him. I don't know. Maybe somebody values Beatty. I don't know. But they have to figure out. I would look to clean up the cluster of players that they have at third and bring in one player who can play third base. Catcher, I mean, they're going to probably just roll with what they have and hope that Alvarez is the best option. Again, you can't replace everything. And then I would look to, certainly the bullpen, and I would look to see what the options would be as far as Nimmo. Now, they're probably not going to do that with Nimmo. Maybe asking to trade Nimmo and McNeil is too much. They'll probably just roll with Nimmo. But if I could find a leadoff hitter that could play good defense and just be a more consistent, less upside, but more consistency than Brandon Nimmo, I would make that exchange, even if it meant paying a portion of that salary. I don't think they're going to do that. That's something what I would be doing. But at bare minimum, I would trade McNeil, bring Acuna up. He would be my second baseman. Lindor at short, Acuna at second, Alonso at first, Alvarez catcher, figure out third, figure out center. You got Soto on right, and I would look to make a move in left or just keep Brandon Nimmo there. Chuck is calling from Seabright, New Jersey. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, hey. How you doing, Sal? Thanks for taking the call. I mean, I listen to you, you know, pretty much every day, and you're really hard on Nimmo. You know, if you just look at a few statistics about what he's done this year, right? First of all, the guy that made the All-Star team has 17 homers and 46 ribbies and batting 261. Well, Nimmo's batting, you know, 254, 16 homers, 47 RBIs. He's got great exit velocity. He hits the ball hard. He's an average fielder. I get that. He steals bases at a pretty good clip and very rarely gets thrown out. When I go to games or I go with my, you know, my grandchildren or my nephews, the guy we watch is Nimmo because he plays the game the right way. He's great in the clubhouse. You know, consistency, yes. But if you look at his stats and you look at his Lindor stats, and even if you look at Soto's stats, right, they're very similar. So Nimmo's a big part of the team. He's making $20 million a year. I get it. But why would you get rid of him?
Ozuna, you're talking about from the Braves?
Yeah, who would you replace Nimmo with?
Who do you think is a better offensive player?
Well, I think Nimmo.
Then Ozuna? No.
He holds his own. Yeah. For sure he does.
No,
for
look, sure you, Chuck, you like Nimmo, and so do I, and I understand why you do like him. Because of all the things that you said, he plays the game hard, he plays the game the right way, he's great in the clubhouse. I would look to change things up, and Nimmo has gotten worse. Since his best days of OPS, where it was 888, 838, 800, 829, the last 2 years, it's fallen below 730. This year, well, you know, last year was 727. Right now, he's at 770, working his way back up. On base has come down. He's below his career average and on base. Yeah, the power's gone up a little bit for Nimmo. I need to see more consistency. He used to be a consistent player. He's also so fragile and banged up. Look, I like Nimmo. I'm not. Not all trades have to be this guy stinks, get him out of here. It's, hey, this guy could be valuable. I'm looking to get ahead of a potential problem with Nimmo and a player who I see as being inconsistent and not durable enough for my liking, and I want to upgrade that. That's why I would look to move Brandon Nimmo.
Well, okay. Yeah, and that's your opinion. He plays every day. His OPS is 770. He's a home run hitter. He hits home runs now. He's going to hit 30 home runs this year. Yeah. Right? He's got 17.
Chuck, I get it. You like Brandon Nimmo. I think he should be better. Yeah. I expect more from Nimmo. And thank you for the call. Now, you're probably going to be lucky because they're probably not going to be either A, willing to move Nimmo, or B, able to move Brandon Nimmo. But Nimmo should be a more impactful offensive player. That's what they signed him to that contract for. And he just hasn't been that. Last year, the excuse was, well, he was hurt. Okay, well, this year he's going to try to stay healthy. I talked to Nimmo. Had him on with Beninga when we were at the Amazing Day out at Citi Field. Great guy. Told him to his face. Dude, all-star time here. Let's go. And that's the goal. And again, he fell far short of that. His numbers coming up a little bit as of late. He has not been anywhere near consistent enough. At all. I like him a lot. Sometimes you got to trade good players. And if somebody else could see value in him at age 32, I'd be getting ahead of that problem if I were the Mets.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.